can feel it coming in the air tonight.
So I hit 36 shows already. It's January 17th. And one of the bands that I've seen once, well, about to see twice, and saw today at the Tiny Desk. I didn't count my Tiny Desks in my 662 shows last year. I did not count Tiny Desk concerts. But one of them today, right? Were they great?
Yeah, my mic off because I was singing Phil Collins.
Well, wouldn't you? If I started singing Phil Collins, you'd cut my mic.
So you want to do one of the band that came at the Tiny Desk today?
I actually don't. We just put them on our entire, we have an entire set of Fanfare Ciccolari, and I'm totally butchering their name because I cannot. You look at the words and it doesn't match what you're supposed to say. It's like the word fanfare, F-A-N-F-A-R-E. And the other has a bunch of C's and I-O-R, you know, and, you know.
Isn't it our job to know how to pronounce things like this? We're supposed to know that, right?
Yes.
That's right. But anyway, you can see it online. Read it for yourself.
Yeah, the entire Global Fest 2014 coverage is online, including a set by this amazing 12-piece Romanian brass band that was so much fun. And then I saw a group the other night, and I had this idea. You ready?
Lay it on me.
Okay, so here it is. I take pictures of the shoes of bands, right? And then we take, so I have five pictures of bands' shoes, different bands, right? And then we get five pieces of music, and you have to match the shoes with the band, right?
It's perfect.
I love it.
That totally reminds me of Laura Burhan, of Minor Birds. That, do you remember those shoes?
That, yeah,
they were very distinctive.
That,
yeah, they were like 10-inch heels or something like that.
So I've got two already. I got one a barefoot, and then the other one is for this band. It is a, I can't give it away.
Oh, well, play the band, and then I'm going to guess what kind of shoes they had.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to play Saint Seneca, a band from based in Columbus, Ohio, and that's all I'm going to tell you now because we've talked a lot.
See, I can't even, dress shirt is so tight, I can't even move my arm. I don't have full range of motion. It's Fancy Friday, if in case anyone was wondering. That's why I'm wearing a dress shirt today.
Would you come down if I were to call you? Premonitions, even if we count the days, would not save us, even if I get my way. Trumpet resonating with your sight, often spoke of but seldom realized. Lust isn't blind though, it's just a simple kind of supple seeing eye dog. Running into new walls. So you were a kid somewhere with long hair, drinking in a parking lot. You've got your car, you've got your reasons, you got your favorite restaurant. Flesh is shed, eat bread instead, and you'll never thirst again. While I grow old, you grow wild. We'll be right back.
I've got the shoes.
You know?
Yeah. Which, all right. They're sort of brown suede boots with tassels.
Yeah, you know, that's not bad. That's pretty close. These are strap-ups, not quite combat boots, sort of Doc Martin-y combat boots.
Okay.
But they're big. They play a lot of floor percussion, which is they literally carry around their own floor. This is Saint Seneca's, the band. Well, they made plywood. This is not the first band I've seen do this. Plywood that they can stomp on and get that...
So
because they don't have a full drummer. They have, you know, they have one guy's beating a floor tom.
So like Tilly and the Wall were way ahead of the curve on this.
That's right. We're doing tap dancing back then.
Yeah.
Saint Seneca. Zach Little is a leader of this band from a farm in Appalachia. They're incredibly vibrant live. The other band I saw recently who had a floor percussion was a group called Lowland Hum. But they embedded the little shaking metal round things from tambourines in the flooring. So when you hit it, it's not only you get the stomp, but you get the tambourine. Anyway, St. Seneca, you hear that? I mean, you guys got some work to do.
That's pretty cool. People are interesting.
The song is called Takmit. The record is called Dark Ark. And the record doesn't come out till April 1st, but thought you'd ought to hear this because it's good. And they're running around on tour, and you should go see them.
I think I have something that's going to work really well out of that. So that was.
But it won't be as good, right?
No, probably. Nah, yes, it'll be just as good. It's sort of as celebratory as that music was, but in a little more ethereal sort of way. It's sort of uplifting music. The band is called Thumpers. It's two guys from London, Marcus Pepperell and John Hampson. And I think of their music as being pretty joyful and uplifting. But
what are their shoes like?
We'll have to think about what their shoes are like, and maybe we can guess after this song. But
the soul of a band is what we should call this series.
Oh my God, Bob Boylan, you're a genius! I don't even know how I can go on and do the rest of the show. I'm so excited.
For NPR
about
Music,
this.
It's All Songs Considered.
Good night, everybody. So I think Thumpers. The music is very joyful, but it feels like it's sort of drifting in from this other dimension where everything is green and beautiful and love is everywhere. It
happens to me on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's what it's like inside your head 24 hours a day.
With a Romanian brass band. Let's hear it.
All right, Thumpers. This song is called Marvel from their upcoming record, Galore.
I'm thinking maybe like a suede shoe and maybe not too hard a sole.
You think suede? I don't think suede. I was thinking canvas.
Okay.
I think we are really on to something here. But do you hear the joy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's a little ethereal. It's like I want to go to there from whatever world that's coming from.
Animal Collective have had a bit of that.
A shimmering sound a little bit. Yeah,
I was kind of waving my fingers in the air. Like
yeah,
shimmering.
I hear that. So these guys, Marcus Pepperell and John Hampson, who played together as Thumpers, they've known each other since they were in elementary school. They've been playing in bands together since they were teenagers, so that, you know, they've got a real connection in this music. Galore is the record. It's out February 11th. We're going to have a first listen on that album
a
week before it comes out. Yeah, it's really nice. Thumpers, Galore.
So I'd like to play the song without saying anything about the artist.
All right.
Because that's what happened to me when I was driving in my car. But Soul of a Band, S-O-L-E band.
Soul of a Band. Bob Boylan, our intern Faith Massey is here, and this is her first show taping. And she's
magic, right?
She's witnessing the magic that is Bob Boylan's brain. I was starting to explain, Faith, that Bob used to sit across from me, and it was a great place for me to be for the Tiny Desk concerts because, I mean, our desks were right there. I mean, my desk actually was essentially just like
Adele just hurt your ears when
yeah,
she sang.
It was the Tiny Desk. But Bob came at me every day with so many ideas. He'd lean over and he'd say, how about, I had to move. I couldn't take it anymore.
We don't sit near each other.
Yeah,
anymore,
we don't sit in the, it's like, I can't, you're frying my brain. I can't keep up with it. But the Soul of a Band.
I'm back.
That's G.
2014, I'm back.
Right? I still got it.
I told you yesterday, you're just going to plain witness genius. You had no idea what I was talking about.
Wow.
Straight up.
Wow.
Straight up right. Genius.
Okay, here comes music I'm not telling you anything about.
My life is like
Never going to get that. I was thinking, is it Carla Bozalish?
Okay, so here's the deal. Yes, it's not, but...
Because I think she... I know you're a fan, and she's got a new record coming out this year.
Well, this is a fairly skinny white guy from Israel.
What?
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I had it in my player driving home. His name is Asaf Avidan, and I didn't know. I just assumed that was a female.
Woman. Especially on
Nina Simone, maybe, you know.
On those high notes. Right? I mean, it's not just on the high notes, but the power with which he sang those high notes.
And then it
wasn't like a falsetto. I mean, that was full on.
Yeah, and got home and looked it up and then listened to the entire album one more time. And I've done that over and over again. It's an album that actually isn't new. And I don't mean to, like, people go, oh, I don't care about it now. Which is
boring.
Yeah, right. Whatever. This fellow, Asaf Avidan, was popular with a band called the Mojos. Asaf Avidan and the Mojos in Israel, I mean, you look up their videos, 150 million hits. I'm not making that number up. On YouTube, and this is the first solo album he did in 2012. And the reason that I only know about it now is that he's coming to the States. He's playing down the street at the Sixth and I Synagogue, and he's doing it's a solo tour. And I'd love to have him at Tiny Desk. Him and his guitar would be. I'd love to hear that voice and see that disconnect that happens. This is like the shoes. I mean, well, no, it's not like the shoes. Okay, I'm going somewhere else.
He wears Uggs.
Yeah.
I want to try something. I'm not sure if this is going to work. Let's hear the like go about 10 seconds into the top of that of this song that we just heard.
It's kind of familiar.
It's Bruce Springsteen. Listen to this. Bruce Springsteen. Not at all who you're probably thinking of when you hear that guy sing, but listen to the top of Bruce Springsteen's Philadelphia, Streets of Philadelphia. A little bit different beat.
Mm-hmm. Here it would come. Oh, I hear that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, same. Totally the same there.
Let's do a mashup. Another idea.
Well, look, Bruce Springsteen has a new record out now, High Hopes. We get him in for a Tiny Desk, and he does it with...
Asaf Avidan.
Yeah, okay. Asaf Avidan.
Okay.
Have him do it together. We don't... That's not asking too much.
The album's called Different Pulses, Asaf Avidan, and that song was the title track.
So we talked recently on the site on our question of the week. You did a post about genres and whether the current genres that we use are too limiting in their descriptions of the music. And the music of Actress that we're about to hear, I think, is a good example of how those genres can be kind of limiting. And really, they're just a starting point for discussions about how to describe the music. And for Actress, I'll just say that it's mostly instrumental music. It's very conceptual. It's very dark, very strange. And just utterly transfixing. There's this, Darren Cunningham is the musician who writes and records as Actress, and he has this fantastic interview in Beat Magazine, which is online at thebeatjuice.com. He says this record that he's about to put out called Ghettoville is all about pain in one form or another. Like he says it's about homelessness and drug addiction. And he says that at every level, there are people who have experienced some sort of extreme pain, and that we all have to stick together in order to get through it. And I think with that in mind, let's listen to this song from Actress from his record Ghettoville. The song is called Rap.
Let yourself alone.
So that's actually one of the almost dancier cuts on the record, just because it actually has a beat sort of implied in it. The rest of the record is far stranger and a little more amorphous, I think. But anyway, that song is Rap from Actress. And I mentioned that interview that he gave to Beat Magazine. He goes on to say in that interview that more than anything, he wants to develop his own language, to find his own voice and music. He calls it a work in progress. I think he's already found it, but he says he's continuing to work on it.
Well, I have something completely different, but a group that certainly has found their voice too, Real Estate, has a new record out. It comes out March the 4th. The record's called Atlas. They recorded this record at the Wilco Studio, it's a loft, really, in Chicago. The song is called Talking Backwards. It is a different sort of calm than we've just heard from Actress.
That's me talking backwards. Oh, I challenge our listeners to find a way to record what I just did and play it backwards so they can decipher it.
And send it to us.
Send it to us.
NPR. Send it to us at allsongs@npr.org.
Perfect. Just lovely.
It's just calming. It's just
nice and jingly, little breezy.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking Backwards by Real Estate. New record comes out March 4th called Atlas.
Well, coming out of that, I'm going to wrap our show up with something that's going to fry your face off.
Oh.
Yeah. By a band called Wax Fang. Do you know Wax Fang? Wax Fang. Did you ever have those around Halloween, those fake teeth made out of wax?
Yeah, I was thinking of a band.
It is a band called Wax
Fang. Oh, it is.
These are two guys from Louisville, Kentucky, Scott Carney and Jacob Hustis. They started putting records out together in 2005. And I would say that a lot of the music they did was sort of playful rock, kind of playful, sweet rock. And they're about to release this record that is just completely different. It is this big, epic, dark, loud concept record called The Astronaut. I had a rare gift this past weekend where I had the whole house to myself, and which meant I could crank the stereo and listen to full albums. And I put this one on, and it just blew me away. Absolutely blew my mind. The Astronaut. They say that it's a space rock opera about a lone astronaut who has... He's separated from his ship, and he's floating in space. He's sucked up by a black hole, and he's transformed into this celestial being. And it was inspired in part, Scott Carney told us via email, that it was inspired in part by watching 2001 A Space Odyssey. You know, there's that moment in the movie where he's Absolutely. Flipping away through space. Anyway, but all of that should be obvious to you after you hear the song I'm going to play. It's the opening cut of The Astronaut Part 1. It's nearly 17 minutes long, and you will love every blessed second of it. It actually reminds me a little bit of Radiohead, if Radiohead was a shredding rock band. There's a little bit of that going on in this.
Cool.
Wax Fang, The Astronaut Part 1.
The only reason I believed any of that is because you're wearing this shirt and tie today.
It's Fancy Friday.
I have not embraced Fancy Friday, but I look pretty. I mean,
yeah.
I wore my bolo tie that's a chuck wagon. Doesn't that count?
Bolo tie is not a tie. Are we going to get hate mail now from...
I hope you do.
Oklahoma, yeah, yeah. Texas, in my home state.
R. Hilton.
It's R. Hilton at NPR. I don't care. You can write me rhilton@npr.org. Dear idiot. Yeah.
You're done for.
Yeah. Anyway...
Wax Fang.
Wax Thank Fang, you. Do yourself a kindness and crank this really, really loud, either at home or in your car or on your headphones, wherever you're listening. This needs to be listened to on 10.
What'd you think, Faith?
I don't know what I think of this 17-minute banger, but...
banger.
Yeah. We'll find out.
All right.
No, you're not going anywhere until this is done.
I thought you were telling her life is pretty much over.
Yeah, you know it doesn't get any better than an intern for all songs.
All right, see you, Mr. Hilton.
All right, thanks, Bob.
By Faith, for NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.